Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Happy 250th birthday, America. I've decided to spend this semi-quincentennial as our founding fathers would have wanted me to, checking out the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I know I can find everything from ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats and stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage to best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging storage, and those signature Bobopedic seats. Because nothing is more American than a sofa that's a bed and a library and a closet. So, if you want to join me in decking out your house with the finest affordable furniture this 4th of July, why not stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Verdict at the racially charged trial of the student accused of stabbing a high school football star to death.
A jury has returned a guilty verdict.
Carmelo Anthony committed murder.
And chaos. Going wild on the streets. And booze? What booze?
The not so warm welcome for the president.
It was certainly amazing. It was mostly cheers.
And is it true? Are Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce really tying the knot inside the world's most famous arena that can seat 22,000 people?
Or did Taylor's people deliberately leak the story to throw everyone off track?
Plus, shark attack.
In the fight of his life as he screams for help.
Then, epic hyperventilation in court.
The wealthy businessman on trial for crashing his boat
during his daughter's 18th birthday party and the judge's admonishment.
We're not at a sporting event.
And the dangling dad. He's dangling his stepson by his ankles. All this for a ball? Exclusive. What the dangling dad is telling only Inside Edition.
What the heck were you thinking?
Now, Inside Edition with Eva Pilgrim.
Hello and thanks for joining us. The verdict is in for the high school track star accused of fatally stabbing a fellow athlete after a confrontation at a meet. After 4 days of testimony and less than 3 hours of deliberation, today a jury found the suspect in the racially charged case dividing America guilty of murder. Here's Justin Finch.
Guilty of murder.
What do we want? Justice!
There were scenes of fury outside court today as a jury convicted Carmelo Anthony of stabbing to death a white high school athlete.
We do have breaking news. Jurors have reached a verdict in the Carmelo Anthony murder trial.
The verdict is guilty. Guilty of murder, the top charge against Carmelo Anthony.
So. It took the jury just under 3 hours to reject 19-year-old Anthony's claim that he stabbed 17-year-old Austin Metcalf in self-defense during an altercation at a track meet.
Very surprising that it came down this quickly. I think the big issue is that there were no black jurors on this jury, even though that county is 10% black, so you would have expected one black person. So I think that's definitely going to be an appellate issue, probably appellate issue number one.
Carmelo Anthony appeared stunned and broke down in tears when he heard the verdict. He was escorted out to compose himself. The trial in the Dallas suburb moved immediately to a penalty phase. His mother, Kayla, took the stand and through tears pleaded for mercy. He's my oldest. He'll always be my baby. I love him very much. The same jury that voted to convict will now decide his sentence, which could be anywhere from 5 to 99 years behind bars. State troopers took up positions around the courthouse.
Carmelo Anthony had claimed self-defense. The victim's family cried when the verdict was read, feeling vindicated that the stabbing was not justified. Chaos in the streets after the New York Knicks lose game 3 of the NBA Finals. With President Trump in the stands, thousands of NYPD officers and hundreds of Secret Service agents were on hand. But that didn't keep rowdy fans from going crazy after the big game. Stephen Fabian has the details.
A wild and chaotic scene in New York City after the Knicks lost to the San Antonio Spurs in Game 3 of the NBA Championship. Due to President Trump's attendance, the blocks around Madison Square Garden were closed off. Instead, the biggest watch party was held about a mile away in Bryant Park, drawing thousands of fans. When the game was over, lots of mayhem broke out. Some jumped on cars. And these angry Knicks fans tore a Spurs jersey to pieces. Fights also broke out.
Back up!
This knucklehead actually grabbed a bus sign and bashed strangers on the head before cops got the upper hand. Meanwhile, at the official watch party in San Antonio, utter jubilation. Back at Madison Square Garden, there was universal agreement that the performance of the national anthem was a sensation. Today, we spoke to Avery Wilson, who is basking in his triumphant performance.
It's always a high energy. I feel like I just add to it, and then by the time I'm done, Land of the Free and the Home of the Brave, it's just like, oh.
At halftime, Cardi B was a surprise guest of the Knicks' City Dancers. But basketball commentator Charles Barkley is taking heat today for this risque remark.
We've been competing with Cardi B here. I don't know if those B's, that might be Cardi D's.
And Donald Trump is now the first sitting president in history to attend a NBA Finals game. When he appeared on the Jumbotron, the crowd gave him some pretty loud boos, but that didn't faze the commander-in-chief. He told reporters the crowd was, in his words, enthusiastic.
President Trump got quite the welcome at Madison Square Garden last night. A chorus of loud boos. The official White House pool reporter described it as thunderous. The crowd erupted during the national anthem when Trump appeared on the Jumbotron with granddaughter Kai, who sported a very grown-up blonde makeover. Trump appears to smirk at the reaction and later put a positive spin on it.
What did you think of the reception you got from the Knicks fans tonight?
I thought it great. I mean, I thought it was amazing, actually. You mean when they had the camera on me? I thought it was very good, yeah. It was certainly amazing. I think, mostly cheers. It was loud and it was very enthusiastic.
Maybe the fans were miffed about all the intense security surrounding Trump that made getting into the game incredibly challenging. And then when the Knicks lost, many blamed the president.
The president disrupted our mojo. The man messed things up.
Trump curse goes this headline. Bad luck charm goes another. He's also taking heat for apparently taking a nap during the game.
New Yorkers are taking out second mortgages to afford tickets to this game. And this guy's falling asleep.
Watching courtside, a who's who of big names. Chris Rock, Timothy Chalamet, Ben Stiller, Tracy Morgan. Law & Order star Mariska Hargitay was also front and center, but maybe she ought to ask for her money back because her view was blocked by a ref who stood right in front of her. And former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg got squished by a player who fell right into his lap.
You never know who you'll run into in a Knick game.
The ref came over to make sure he was A-OK.
Game 4 is Wednesday again in New York. President Trump is not expected to attend. And watching all the excitement and mayhem last night near Madison Square Garden, it's the last place you would think for an intimate wedding. But you may have heard all the reports. That's exactly where Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will tie the knot next month. But is that for real? Here's Allison Hall.
Are Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce really tying the knot at Madison Square Garden? Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce to marry at NYC's iconic Madison Square Garden, goes one headline. So, is it for real? Lots of Swifties are saying, no way.
This doesn't sound very Taylor.
I do not believe this with one single, like, iota my being. I really do not.
These podcasters suggest Taylor herself is behind the rumor.
Let's just put out an absolutely absurd story and have people run with it.
If this is not true, this is the nastiest rumor you could start about somebody.
I think that this is a false flag. I think that this is a distraction. They would never do this. It's tacky.
It does sound crazy. The world famous couple getting married in the world's most famous arena, which holds 22,000 people. But Madison Square Garden does provide top-notch security. There are no windows, so Taylor and Travis would be protected from the prying eyes of paparazzi. And there are underground tunnels, so they could enter and exit without ever being seen. Today, The Hollywood Reporter declares Taylor Swift getting married at MSG is the smartest idea in the world. If the Garden story turns out to be on target, wedding planner Sonal Shah says Taylor's people will have their work cut out for them.
It's a huge, huge undertaking for any event planner. Before even the florals get in, you have to be able to turn it into a space that feels wedding-like and not a sporting arena. Put something over the floor that feels a lot more luxurious and custom.
And how big is Taylor's wedding guest list? Reports range everywhere from 150 to more than 1,000. Now, a terrifying shark attack all caught on video. A man screams for help after a real-life jaws clamps down on his arm.
Help! Help! A swimmer fights for his life as he's attacked by a shark. Extraordinary cell phone video captures the victim wrestling with the shark before it forces him underwater. Look, you can see the shark's fin. The terrifying scene right out of Jaws happened near a naval base in Panama City, Florida.
We just had a Signal 45 shark attack out of the Navy base.
Signal 45 is the emergency code indicating a serious animal attack. This is what we know about the shark victim. He's in his late 20s. He works at the U.S. Navy's Surface Warfare Center, and he was swimming during his lunch break with a coworker who was unharmed. The man suffered severe injuries to both arms and was rushed by ambulance to the hospital where he underwent emergency surgery. Just 9 minutes after the attack, a local fisherman recorded video of this shark close by. It's not known if it's the same shark.
I hope that guy's okay.
There have been 5 shark attacks here in the U.S. so far this year. Now more terror on the water. A father crashing a boat into a channel marker. His daughter celebrating her 18th birthday on board with her friends. One killed, another with serious injuries. Now he's on trial, accused of being drunk at the controls. As Jim Murray reports, he broke down hyperventilating as his trial got underway.
Raw emotion in court as a real estate mogul on trial for manslaughter breaks down. Multimillionaire George Pino shook uncontrollably and wept. Medics were called in to make sure he was okay. The judge abandoned the hearing for the rest of the day. Prosecutors were concerned that the display of emotion could influence the jury, and the judge ordered Pino to pull himself together. Today, she ordered everyone in the packed courtroom to keep their emotions in check.
This is a court of law. We're not at a sporting event.
Pina was at the helm of a 29-foot boat crammed with 13 passengers celebrating his daughter's 18th birthday. Then, disaster. The boat crashed into a steel channel marker in Miami's Biscayne Bay and flipped over, killing 17-year-old Lucy Fernandez. Her father took the stand but did not make eye contact with his former friend.
Horrific. A parent's worst nightmare. We walk in and she's hooked up to machines. A nurse is performing some sort of emergency CPR on her to just try and keep her faint heartbeat alive.
After his testimony, he wept on his wife's shoulder. Pino also struggled to keep it together. Another high school age partygoer, Katie Puig, is in a wheelchair today, suffering from irreversible brain damage following the boat crash.
It's crazy. I'm so sad to see you guys.
Investigators took this extraordinary photo showing 61 empty bottles of beer and other alcohol on board. Pino claims he was not drunk, but he was not given a sobriety test.
If convicted of second-degree manslaughter, George Pino could face up to 30 years in prison. What was he thinking? That's what many are asking about a dad who dangled his son from the stands at a Cincinnati Reds game trying to grab a home run ball. Now, in an Inside Edition exclusive, the dad is coming forward to defend himself.
Maybe this isn't such a good idea. This dad is dangling his stepson by the ankles as the 8-year-old kid reaches for the ball, which is stuck on the wall at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. The announcers are stunned.
That dude's going to sacrifice his son.
On CBS Mornings with Eva filling in as co-host, it was a talk of the table favorite.
The stadium security quickly showed up. They were like, no. Vlad, is that okay to do?
No. Hey, listen. What would you do, Nate? You got kids like that age. Who would...
He almost got it.
So what were they thinking? Well, here's James Foreman to explain himself with his 8-year-old stepson, Jeffrey, and wife, Sarah, who was at the Sunday game. What were the chances you could have dropped him here?
Yeah, I felt like I had a good grip. I've done it hundreds of times. We've been in the pool. He's asked me to do it in the pool.
How badly did you want that home run ball?
A lot.
That dude's going to sacrifice his son.
Father and son left the stadium unhappy without that ball, and their team, the Cincinnati Reds, lost to the St. Louis Cardinals 5-3.
Next, teens searching for summer jobs. Why this year it's so tough to score a job.
I applied to, couldn't tell you how many jobs.
Any interviews yet?
No.
How you can improve your chances. And the movie projector is broken, but the show must go on. Thanks to Katy Perry. Inside Edition with Eva Pilgrim. We'll be right back.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Happy 250th birthday, America. I've decided to spend this semi-quincentennial as our founding fathers would have wanted me to, checking out the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I know I can find everything from ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats and stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage to best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging storage, and those signature Bobopedic seats. Because nothing is more American than a sofa that's a bed and a library and a closet. So, if you want to join me in decking out your house with the finest affordable furniture this 4th of July, why not stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
It's a rite of passage, teens getting summer jobs, but this year there are significantly fewer jobs available. So Allison Hall has some tips.
This summer, it's harder than ever to find a paying summer job.
It's so hard to find a job here.
This summer's teen job market is the toughest in decades, declares the Wall Street Journal. 16-year-old Isabel Morish is feeling the pain.
How is the summer job hunt going?
Honestly, not really well. I think I've applied to like over 30 or even more.
Wow. And any interviews yet?
No, I've had no responses.
The Sacramento teen says she's applying to typical teen jobs in fast food restaurants and retail stores at the mall. This summer, camp counselor job postings are down nearly 30%.
There are fewer and fewer companies offering extra work this summer because of rising costs. Inflation really affects leisure and entertainment industries.
Our expert has this advice.
So a lot of these jobs are hired word of mouth. Talk to your parents, your parents' friends.
That's exactly how teen Sam Veely got her summer job as an instructor and lifeguard at Goldfish Swim School in New York City.
I think I applied to, couldn't tell you how many jobs, and I think I got ghosted to a million of them.
When we come back, Katy Perry proves the show must go on. That's Katy Perry with boyfriend Justin Trudeau at the premiere of her new concert movie. And when technical difficulties stopped the music, Katy proved the show must go on.
Katy Perry and former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau make their red carpet debut as a couple at the premiere of her new concert movie at the Tribeca Film Festival in Manhattan. Inside, they sure packed on plenty of PDA during the show. Technical difficulties suddenly stopped the movie. So Katie stood up and led the crowd in a sing-along, proving that the show must go on.
Up next, a Titanic-sized surprise.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Happy 250th birthday, America. I've decided to spend this semi-quincentennial as our founding fathers would have wanted me to, checking out the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I know I can find everything from ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats and stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage to best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging storage, and those signature Bobopedic seats. Because nothing is more American than a sofa that's a bed and a library and a closet. So, if you want to join me in decking out your house with the finest affordable furniture this 4th of July, why not stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Finally, he's super excited.
Oh my God!
This kid is super excited. His family just surprised him with a great vacation. So, where are they going? Disney World? Tickets to the NBA Finals? Nope, it's the Titanic Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Oh my God!
Titanic superfan. We'll see you next time.
Hello, and welcome to Plutophone. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, Men in Black, Transformers, Rise of the Beasts, or Mean Girls.
That is so fetch.
Just stream it for free on Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.